Tanta Nabba, that's right, 7 o'clock. We are in here in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we just we're learning that 7 days prior, side by Parah Aduma and side by Yom Kippur, you separate yourself. Just like by Meluim, because it says by Meluim, it says also that they did the same thing, separated for 7 days. So we're asking, how do you know that it means only Yom Kippur? Maybe it's Pesach, maybe it's Sukkot. So we explain how each one of those is 7 days. Maybe it's Shmini Atzeres. So we explain that Shmini Atzeres has 7 days of Yom Tov beforehand, which is different than Meluim, that doesn't have 7 days of Yom Tov beforehand. And then we tried to make a Kal V'Chomer, so we said, no, that the main part of Yom Tov is if the Iker Yom Tov you don't have to make, then surely you don't have to separate 7 days, then surely Shmini Atzeres, which is only secondary, and how do you know it's secondary? Because even though it's a separate Yom Tov regarding Pesach Keshev, but it's Tashlum and it's secondary. The Shagat Zayi already asked, he doesn't understand, why did that make it secondary? Just because you can be Mashlim Shmini Atzeres, it makes it equal. That's secondary. Why is the Gemara say it's a tuffle? Anyway. Okay, so up to the Gemara here. The Eimah, 4 lines from the top. The Eimah, so let us say, Atzeres. Okay, it's not Sukkot, it's not Pesach, but maybe it's not Shemini Atzeres, but maybe it's Shavuos. How do you know to learn Yom Kippur? Maybe when it says over here that another day, maybe it means a Shavuos. Shavuos 7 days prior. The Prisha Shivalei Mecheron, here it's identical to Meluim. We're talking about Shavuos. 7 days before Shavuos, it's 7 days before 1 day. And that's what we have to separate from. Says the Gemara, the Kabbanos are different. Amar Rab Abba says, Donin, we learn out, Par Echad V'ayil Echad. We learn out Yom Kippur. You bring one par and one ayil, one bull and one ram. Par Echad V'ayil Echad. You learn from Meluyim, you did the same thing. You had one par and one ayil. La Fuke Tzeres, but Shavuos, what was the main carbon there? Shnei Eilim Ninu. You brought 2 rams with the 2 loaves of bread, with the Shnei Lechem. Therefore, it's a different carbon altogether. Rashi, Doni, Par Echad V'ayilechem, middle of the page, Avodas Musav Yom Kippurim. What was the Avodah of Musav Yom Kippur? It was a Par Echad and Ayilechem. We're not talking about Anas Kabbanas now. We're talking about Musav, according to Rashi. Avodas Shmini L'Meluyim. And the Shmini Meluyim, Par Echad V'ayilechem, over there also was a Par Echad and Eidim Meluyim. It was a Par Echad V'ayilechem. Chsiv Kach L'cha Egel Ben Bokal L'chattes. Says the Gemara, Hanicha, back to the Gemara. This is a good proof. Laman Damar, who argued, the one who says, Yom Kippurim, Ayil Echad, Yom Kippur also. Is only one Ayil, fine. So then Yom Kippur is similar to Meluim. El Laman Damar Shnei Eminu, the one who said, Yom Kippur also was also 2 rams. Mayi Kalamema, what are you going to say then? Then Halachayda Yom Kippur is just like Shavuos, I have 2 rams. How can you compare Yom Kippur to Meluim? What's the Mayi? Tanya, we learned. Rebbe Yemer, Rebbe says, Ayil Echad Hu Ha'omer Kan Hu Da'omer Chuj Pekudim. You have over here an Ayil, but you're talking about Kippur, and then later on, when it talks about the Karban Musaf, and it says the Ayil again. The Rebbe says, it's the same Ayil. It's the same one, repeating again, when it talks about the Musaf. So only one Ayil brought in Yom Kippur. However, Rabbi Lazar, but Rabbi Shimon says, Shnei Eilim Heim, there's 2 different rams, Echad Omer Kan, there's one that they brought here, but Echad Omer Chuj Pekudim, one brought as a Musaf, one brought as a Musaf. So L'chayda, so if you learn as 2 separate Eilim, so therefore L'chayda, Yom Kippur is like Shavuos. How do you learn from Meluim? Rashi. Ayil Echadu, Shaya Karban Tzibur, it was a public carbon, Yom Kippurim, who a communal carbon. The Yom Kippurim, who are Amar Khan, is the same carbon, Ba'achre Mois. Whom Eisa Das, Ben Eisa, Yigash Nei Siri, Yizim L'chattas, Ba'ayil Echadu, one Ayil from Oila. Who da'amar Pichad L'Mosafim. When it says over here, that was by Yom Kippur, you should take one Ayil for an Oila, it's the same, it's talking about the Musaf. So it's the same carbon. So now you understand why you're learning from Meluim. But if you learn that it's 2 separate Eilim, then how do you learn? Then no different rules. Answers the Gemara, back to the Gemara. No. Afilu Teimar Rabbi Elazar Shimon. Even according to Rabbi Elazar, but Rabbi Shimon says there were 2 Eilim, it's still very different than Shavuos. You know why? Because the 2 Eilim weren't 2 same carbon. Hasam Chad L'Chayv Zayim. 1 Eil was because of the Chayv of the day, because of Yom Kippur. And the Chad L'Masafim, 1 is for Musaf. So therefore, L'Poyli had 1 Eil for Chayv Zayim, which is very similar to the 8 day Meluim. La Fuke Atzeres, this negates Shavuos. You bring 2 Eilim, they're both the same carbon for the Shtei Lechem. The Tavayu Chayvas Ayem Ninu, they're both there for the Shtei Shavuos. So if you have a choice, to learn Yom Kippur from Meluim, or Shavuos, then you'd rather learn Yom Kippur because it resembles the Shmini Meluim, the Shmini Meluim. Rashi. Hatzachal Chayvas Ayem, Mahud Amrim, Achrimais, Chayvas Ayem, is for the day. The Einu Kodam Musav is not called Musav, like Sivas and Milvad. It's not called musaf. It doesn't say mevad oiles haboike kedachsib cholam musafin mevad oiles haboike. Every time it says musaf, it says in addition to oiles haboike, you have to add this. But that carbon day yom kippur, it doesn't mention in addition to the ordinary carbon, because this is not part of that normal sequence of the day. This is a day. This is only to do with yom kippur. Musaf means addition. You're adding to the general everyday carbon. But the first carbon yom kippur doesn't mention that. Why? Because it's a special din in Yom Kippur. Says the Lafuki next Rashi, Atzeret the Tavayu Chayvus Yemninu Lechayvus Telechem. Both rams are brought for the two lechem. Ksiv Yikraftim Al Lechem VeElim Shnayim Tu VeChayvus Yemninu Luyim Ailechu Dava. And by checking by Meluyim for the day, he only brought one carbon. Says the Gemara, okay, so we excluded all of these Yom Tevim. What about Rosh Hashanah? VeEim Rosh Hashanah. Maybe Rosh Hashanah you have to set. It's only one day, and maybe Rosh Hashanah you have to set aside 7 days beforehand. The prisha shiva leyemechru is identical to shivas remeluyim 7 days for one day. Maybe it's a shana. Answer the Gemara again. The shana is different than shivas remeluyim. Why? Then the yemeshmini. Amravu donin par va'ayil shaloi. We learn out par and ayil shaloi that he had to pay for me par va'ayil shaloi where the kohen had to pay for or isayim kippur the kohen gadol pays for it and sayim meluyim he had to pay for it. La fuke atzeres l'shana. We're bringing shavuos, and again another answer for shavuos. By atzeres l'shana, the tzibaninu, they're communal kabbanas. They're not the same. These are communal kabbanas. Meshengin meluim and yom kippur. Those kabbanas were personal, even though he didn't on behalf of the tzibur person. Rashi, doni par mishaloy the meluim mishaloyu. How do you know meluim? He had to bring his own money. The tzibur says kach lecho egel, take for yourself. Uviyem akipurinam ika par va'ayil mishaloy. It says in the pasuk, "Bezoyis yovi aron la kodesh bepar ben boker la fukiat seder shana the tzibninu." This comes to exclude shavuos and Rosh Hashanah because they're communal kabbanas. So therefore, Yom Kippur resembles the Yom Hashmini Memeluim. Says the Gemara, "Honiched." It's not so pashut. It's actually a machlekes. This makes sense. Laman domek kach lecha. When it says in the pasuk, "Kach lecha," that is talking about mishlecha, your own vasei lecha. Means mushalcha, also means that you should bring your own. Okay, it's fine. Elamandam and mishal tzibur, that it's takan not your own, but it's tzibur. Ma'ikal emeima, what are you going to tell me then? Machlek is because lecha, does it mean your own, or does it mean you're doing it, that you're the one who's physically doing it, but it's actually tzibur money? So if you learn that it's your own, okay, I understand. But if you learn that, at Meluyim, when it said over there, Asay Lecha and Kach Lecha, didn't mean your own, then why is the Rosh Hashanah not resemble it? What's the Maisa? Tanya, we learn the Braisa. It says, Kach Lecha, you should take for yourself, Mishal Lecha. It says by Meluyim, you should take for yourself your own money. Asay Lecha, it says by the Chatzaises, by the trumpets there, it says, Asay Lecha, you should make yourself, Mishal Lecha, your own money. Fine. V'yikhoe Lecha. When it says the yikhu elecha, they should take for you. Then obviously mishal tzibur. That's talking about already communal.
Lashon Rabbi, yikhu.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's the
talking about the shem azayis and menayda? That's communal.
What's the svara to say here that lecha means?
We'll not finish it. However, Rabbi Yenison argues. Rabbi Yenison says bein kach lecha, even though it says to you, and bein the yikhu elecha tzibur. Your question says kach lecha, take for yourself. What do you mean it's communal? I am mat tam leim kach lecha. Why does it say take for yourself? Kivayochem. Kivayochem means as if we're forced to. So that should explain the second shot. Kivayochem, make believe, as if we're forced to. Mishalacha ani reitzi yesu mishalahem. It's as if David is saying, I wish I can get from your private thing because I enjoy something you do more than I enjoy what's a communal thing. Hard thing to imagine. But David is saying to Moshe, kachlacha means I'd rather, if I was able to, I would rather have you do it personally because I enjoy what you do personally more than I enjoy what Klal Yisrael does. Right, look at Ashi. Rashi, Vaselcha, Kmaselcha, Shlecha, Tzay, the Kesem, make two trumpets of silver. Kiva Yochel, Anisha, Mighty, I heard one pshat. Im Hoya Tzibur Yochel is Chapa Beshe Yochid, Hoyisi Reitze. One pshat is, Kachlcha means if I was able, that you should bring the carbon for yourself, and then that should Mechapa, the whole Tzibur, I would rather have that. Vani, I heard, Lefisha Dova Koshu Leim, it's difficult to say, Kosh Baruch Hu cuts me Yisrael. How can you say the Eibush Chas Hashem doesn't enjoy what the Eden Klais will give him? Oymid, if we say Kiva Yochel, as if we're forced to say, as if we don't understand. Kaleima al Kochenu Yemekain, we have no choice, we have to say Ki'ilu. Efshel Leimekain, that we can say that the Eibush says that I enjoy private more than Klai Yisrael. Either make believe or kayachal means we're forced to say we don't have a breda, but we don't understand it. Says in Moravaita. Anyway, says the machleik is whether it was his own money or not. Right? Machleik is Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said it was his own money. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, it makes sense that the kippah is exactly like the maluim. But according to Rabbi Anderson, who says that even according to Rabbi Anderson, says that it was not his own money, then how is Yom Kippur closer to maluim than Rosh Hashanah? It's the same. We'll get back to mid. Abba Chanan, Omer, he says, Mishun Rabba Lezer, Kasav Echroimer, we have a similar thing. In one part it says, Vasisa Lecha Aronet. You should make for yourself an Aron of wood. Sounds like your own money. Moshe. Kasav Echroimer, another part says, Vasu, they should make Aron Atzei Shittim. Okay, it said, how is it possible? Kan Bizman, Shisrol Oisin, and Tzayin Shal Mokim. When the Eden do what they wish to want, then it's considered as if all the Eden were involved. Can bezman she ain't oisin the tzenish l'makim if the Eden are not behaving, then it's as if it's Moshe's. It's a similar idea as before. But the poil, it wasn't Moshe's money. It was really communal money. Not like Abiyanis or like Abiyashu. But how come it says Kal Chos? Abiyanis gave a whole pshat as if the Ebishas I'd rather have you than them. He said the pshat is when the Ebishas is happy with all the Eden, then he says it's yours. When the Ebishas is not happy, he says, okay, it's Moshe Abiyanis. Gotta find a bright spot. You're right, but we'll learn with Gemara. We'll talk about it in Sukkah.
That's
both we'll see. Shalihei lechol echav echav echav.
It's for everyone.
Mm-hmm. The bright stuff. Memalov and Sukkah. We'll see. Okay, Rashi, according to the Yom Teruah, the reason why it says over there by Lulu Lachem is to teach you that you can't use shlichus there. That's how you know you can't do shlichus for mitzvahs. Says Rashi, "Bisman she knows the shulam makim nikras avoid ashmam their name." Says what about it? So at kanli plei, when do they argue? Ela bekiches the alma vasis the alma when it says kach lecha moshe bayem kippur or asay lecha by chatzitzes. They argue doesn't mean that they owe money not owe money. Kiches the alma kach lecha samim asim is the alma asay lecha. Sorry. Kiches d'alma. What's kiches d'alma? Kach l'chosamim. You should take for yourself potatoes. Asi is d'alma. The Gemara says, no, you're wrong. You mixed up the wrong kach l'cho. When do they argue if it's your own money or not your own money? Is kiches d'alma, for example, by potatoes. Kach l'chosamim. By potatoes. So we say, what? Who should the Kohen Gadol spend his own money on potatoes or not? Or asi l'chosh d'chatzez kesef. By the trumpet, should he spend his own money or not? Machlech b'yishe b'yinison. Aval hanach, but over here, when it clearly says, by Yom Kippur, that you should take your own, or by Maluim, it says you take your own. Pirushi kamefarish nimshalachu. It says clearly in the pasuk that it should be your own. There's no argument. Rabbi Yishai ben Yisrael, by Maluim is definitely the Kohen Gadol's money, and by Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol's money. How do I know? By Maluim, Merdi, look at the pasukim. See, it says in the pasuk to the Eden, tell them. Bnei Yisrael to Abba Lema Chosiris and Chatzos. To the Eden, tell them, go ahead and do your, you know, bring all the Siris. And then it says, but tell Aaron the Kach Lecho Egel Ben Bokel Lechatzos. You should take Lecho. Isn't it clear? First he's talking to Klal Yisrael, and now he's talking to Aaron. That means Kach Lecho. Klar, take your own money. There's no machlekes by when you keep it. The machlekes Yeshua Menasim was by Ketidus Samim. Who pays for that Samim? But Mashenka, when it comes to this carbon over here, Kach Lecho Egel, that's definitely Aaron's money. Look in Yom Kippur. Mechdi Ksiv, it says by Yom Kippur, Bezois Yove Aaron Lakedish, but this Aaron should enter the base of Migdish. Bepar Ben Boker Lechatas Ayloilam. Sounds like this is his thing. And then the next pasuk says, Umeita, that's Bnei Yisrael, but what you take on behalf of Klal Yisrael, Kach Shneisi Edinizim Lechatas, take two goats. Clearly, so the first pasuk is for Aaron. Personal. And then it says, the next pasuk says, Vihikri Bez Parachatas Ashaloi. Lomeli. Then the next one says, and the Aaron should bring the parachat to his. What is and the mechib ba'adu ba'be? So we say that for Shmamano Hayloi Mishaloyu. Klar, it says twice, beginning in the way the secret of the Tzukim, and it says Loi again. That has to be his. So therefore, there's no machleikah. That's why Rosh Hashanah does not resemble Meluim. Rather, Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah was Tzibur money, and Yom Kippur was Aaron HaKohen's money. Just like a Meluim, it was Aaron HaKohen's money, and the machleikah Yeshua Ben Yisrael was back Teres Asamim Bachatzeitzes Rashi. Ad kan le pligi trutzu. Kach lecha lomeli, the shani krobid, the buri, why did it change much? He's chel dabir, why did it say kach lecha? Okay, that's why. Sigma Vaita, Rav Ashi gives a new answer. You want to know why I don't know Shoshana from Elohim? Rav Ashi says, Donin, par lechatas va'ayel le'oyla. We learn out by Yom Kippur. You bring a bull for a chatas, and you bring a ram for an oyla. right, for Aaron. From par lechatos va'ayel lo'ele, which is by meluim. He brings a par for a chatos and an ayel lo'ele, even though it's not a par, it's an eagle. And in fact, we'll have in the Gemara later, in other Gemaras, where there's a big difference between a par and an eagle. An eagle is a one-year-old, a par is a three-year-old. But not everyone agrees. So the Chayyidah's Gemara will go according to that mandama that eagle and par is the same thing. La fuke Rosh Hashanah v'atzede. This comes to Rosh Hashanah, and I'll also use this answer for Shavuos as well, even though we had another answer. The Tavayu Oilas Ninu. Both Kabbanas you bring are Oilas. Different carbon altogether. Or even you want to hold that the Lecheda, par and eagle are not the same, but at least the carbon is the same. They're both achatas. Okay, this is a par, a three-year-old. This is an eagle, a one-year-old. But the carbon is the same. So it's a lot closer than an oile versus a achatas. Rashi done in par lechatas va'ayilo oile by Yom Kippurim. By Yom Kippur, yes, par lechatas, and there's an ayilo oile. By a carbon, yochid a kohen gadol. What carbon did he bring? Bezais yavei Aaron, he brings a par and a achatas and oile. Udish meaning limaluim nami egel lechatas va'ayloila. True, it's an egel, but it's still a chatas and oila. Masha'en came. What do you have on Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah? You have two oilers. Rabbi gives another answer. Rabbi gives another answer. He says, you want to know the difference? Why we don't learn all these other days? Only Yom Kippur learn from Meluim. Donin, we learn out avoida bekoyin gadol. On Yom Kippur, all the avoidas, everything, even the general avoidas, are done by the kohen gadol. From Avoyde Kohen Gadol, which is by Meluim. Who did the Avoyde Kohen Gadol? Aaron. La Fuke Kuli Kishiyosan. And this cancels all the questions he asks. Sukkis, Shavuos, over there, Pesach. Kohen Hedyot can do those Kabbanas. These are the only Kabbanas that the Kohen Gadol has to do. It's Yom Kippur and Sai by Meluim.
Because therefore, those are the only ones we compare with.
That's why we can compare, exactly. Only Yom Kippur to Meluim. The La Avoyde Kohen Gadol, it's not Avoyde Kohen Gadol. Rashi. Avoyde Kohen Gadol, but Yom Kippurim, and Yom Kippur, and Avoyde Kohen Gadol, Meluim. Who did Avoyde and Yom Kippur, and Kohen Gadol? See what it says, by Yaakov Aaron, as Lamizbech, he brought it. Says, you want to write, Vikid Amri, another answer is Amar Avinu. Avinu says, Donin Avoyde Tchila, Mavoyde Tchila. We learn now the first Avoyde from the first Avoyde. We'll see what it means, first Avoyde. La Fuke, Yom Kippur is the first Avoyde, Meluim is the first Avoyde, La Fuke Hani, to exclude Shoshana and Sukkis and all the other ones, La Tchila, not first. My tchil, what do you mean first? Elaim with tchil kohen gadol, that only the first, the highest person can be involved. Who is that? The kohen gadol nu hainu kamaisa. Isn't that the same answer we just answered a minute ago? There's two ravinas. Ravina gave an answer, kohen gadol. Then he gives an answer, avoided tchil, avoided tchil. What do you mean avoided tchil? Did he mean avoided tchil that kohen gadol does it? You just answered that before. So what does it mean? Ella avoided tchil b'makam. By Yom Kippur, you have to start from the Holy of Holies in Kodesh Kodashim. And before that, nobody walked in. And by Meluim, he's the first person who walked into the Mishkan. Therefore, which Avodah do you learn from Meluim, who the first person to walk in the Mishkan? From Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is all the other Avodahs. Everybody walked into the Heichal and into the and so on. But on Yom Kippur, you work on Yodashim. This is the first person who walks into the Yodashim. This is the Kohen Gadol. Therefore, the Avodah Chil B'Mokim, Rashi. Why did we learn Yom Kippur? Because only a Kohen Gadol is authorized to do the Avodah Shavuot. The Shaina Shuut LeBekohen Gadol, the Kabbanot Sibur Kamilu Kabbanos. But Yom Kippur Harisha, Yom Kippur Harisha. Ma Avodah Shmini Meluim, she Avodah the Shavuot. Avodah Shenas is Ayedei Kohen Gadol, by the Kohen Gadol. No, we really learn Sayyid Kohen Gadol. So we answered Tchil B'Makim, says Rashi. Yom HaKippurim Yesh Loi Avodah. There's one Avodah Yom Kippur, which is Lefnai Lefnim, in the Holy of Holies. Shabbat Yom HaKippurim HaRishon, the first Yom Kippur, he was the first person who walked in. The Ha'i said Tchil B'Makim Shekai Lechein L'Nichaz Adam Shom La'Avodah. Nobody ever walked in there for Avodah. You had the maintenance people there, but nobody ever walked in for Avodah. V'Yom Shmini Meluim Ha'i Sa Avodah Tchil B'Makim. It was the first time they avoided. Therefore Yom Kippur, which the Yom Kippur is the day, was the first time ever anybody ever walked into the holiest room. You learn out from Meluim, which anybody ever did Avodah. Asked Rashi an interesting question. But Moshe Rabbeinu worked all 7 days in Meluim as well. What do you mean that the eighth day was the first time they did a carbon on the Mizbeach? They were doing kabbanas for 7 days. Moshe Rabbeinu did it. Says Rashi. Ein kriya avoida. You cannot call Moshe's activities as avoida. Compared to Eitzel avoida's kainim. Compared to the kainim, Moshe's avoida was not a kain. Why not? Shehu belavush bide kuhuna. It's the clothes that make a man, and the kohenim, they wear the big de kuhuna, so when they do the avodah, the big de kuhuna make them avodah. Moshe Rabbeinu wore a loven chaluk, or a white robe, and we'll have that for him later.
When Aaron HaKohen went into the Kodesh Kadoshim, he was lovish beloved.
He took off eight clothes. He had still a clothes, still big day kuhuna. Moshe had no big kuhuna. I think about that. By Moshe Avoda. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu did not count because he wasn't wearing big day kuhuna. So there was only, and so why Taki wasn't it? Because the Ebush was matter during those 7 days for training that you can have Moshe teaching them. Remember, we had a machlek in the Zvachi, Moshe was a coin, not a coin. We'll see. So Rashi clearly says that Moshe was not a coin because he wasn't wearing big day kuhuna. So that's another right. That's another answer. Ki also Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yechim. We already had in Yerushalmi and Shkolim that Rav Dimi was an Eretz Yisrael, and he kept on going to Bavel. There he was called Avdimi. He kept on going Bavel and bringing them all the reports on Rabbi Yechim, and many times he contradicted what they thought in Bavel. Rabbi Yechim said. So when Rav Dimi came in name of Rabbi Yechim, Masni Chodem, he said Rabbi Yechim learned only one. You brought the pasuk by Meluim where it says Lasais and Lechaper. So you said Lasais come to tell you for the Parah Adumah, and Lechaper comes from Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yechon only Masne Chod. Rabbi Yechon only learns one thing from that pasuk. Rabbi Shimon Levi Masne Takti. Rabbi Shimon Levi learns two things from that pasuk. Rabbi Yechon Masne Chod. He holds Lasais and Lechaper is both together. Eilu Masne Kippurim. It's only coming from Yom Kippur. It's one thing. Even though before more we had Exer Shavat Tziva Tziva, but at least in the words Lasa Lechap is one thing. However, Shema Levi Masne Tarti Lasa is Eilamasa Paras Paraduma and Lechaped Eilamaisa Yem Kippurim. Rashi Rabbi Yechon Masne Chodel Loidorish Maikro De Kasher Also Bimaze El Chodot Prish. Only one Prish, which is what Yem Kippur. Freddy Gemara, how can you say Rabbi Yechon Masne Chodel? Rabbi Yechon only holding a kippi separated. But what about Paraduma? But not now. We limit Fadish in the Mishnah Shivas Yomim Koidim Yem Kippurim Shivas Yomim Koidim save the Paradum. That but just like you know Yom Kippur, also Paradumi is separated 7 days. How can Rabbi Yechon say he doesn't learn? Says Gemara, Maile Baalma. It's only a chumra. This that on Paraduma we separate 7 days before is purely a chumra. What's a chumra? Because since the Gemara we learned before that we're very lenient when it comes to Paraduma, that we're metame the person at Tvul Yoim, and we let him go ahead. So we decided to make all these chumras. And one of them, that's why we had the keg galim all that. And one of the chumras is that the credit is separated for 7 days beforehand. So you shouldn't take it lightly. Even though we're metame him with the Tumor Durabonon on the seventh day, it doesn't matter. That's why. It's only a chumra balmahi. Rashi maile balmahi. But now, kal shikilaba. This is where we make a tami medas hakoyin hasorfa. The person who's burning it, we make a also b'maile rabbis. We made a number of chumras, and this is one of them. So anyone write? Freddy, how can you say that? Omer Rabbi Yume b'chilko. Omer Rabbi Baridi. Omer Rabbi Yechon. He said. Rabbi Yume said, name of Rabbi Yechon. Kasher also b'yeim hazeh. Just like he did on this day, b'meluyim. Tziva Hashem lasa is l'chaper aleichem. The Abishah said, lasa is l'chaper aleichem. So this person said, name of Rabbi Yechon. Lasa is elu ma'aseh poro. That includes my poradum. And l'chaper elu ma'aseh kippurim. So it's chastira. Rabbi Dimi said, Rabbi Yechon one way. And Rabbi Yume said another way. Now, many times we have the Gemara, two Amoraim are arguing in his opinion. However, in this case, Gemara says, who the Rabbi? There he was quoting his Rebbe, Rabbi Shmuel. The Chiyasa Ravin, Omar, Rabbi Yechon, Mishra, Rabbi Shmuel, Lasa is Eilu Maase Pora, Lasa is the Maase Pora Duma, and Lechap is Maase Kippurim. But not that he held this way. Hard to understand how Rabbi Shmuel was Rabbi Yechon's Rebbe. Rabbi Yechon's Rebbe was Rebbe. And Rabbi Shmuel was the Rebbe of Rebbe. Of Rabbi Akiva, but we also have that. You're right, Rabbi Akiva, but we have. So how did Rabbi Shmuel come to Rabbi Yechon?
There's how many generations in between?
Three. Rabbi Yechon's Namayda. And he was the youngest. Tashis and Bamatsia says, well, even though Rabbi Yechon also can argue, Rav Tanu Polygler, Rav was old, Rabbi Yechon was very young. So we don't like using Rabbi Yechon argue. Tase over here asks a question, how could Rabbi Yechon argue with Rabbi Shmuel then? If it's his Rebbe, Rabbi Shmuel's a Tana, how can he argue with him? And the answer is, if Rabbi Shmuel says this, must be the Chacham say that, and he holds a Chacham. Even though Tase of Matzias says, Neil Matzias then, that Rabbi Yechon had a right to argue with tonight. But we don't like, he said, we're not using it if we don't have to. So he's invited. The Chelsea of Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shmuel, last day, the Maazin, Paul, the Chab, the Maazin, Kippurim. So that's Rabbi Shmuel says. Let's go weiter. Amalei de shlokish Rabbi Yechonah. De shlokish Rabbi Yechonah. I argue with you. Mehecha kiyafla. Meluim. You learn from Meluim. I don't agree with you. Why not? Ima Meluim. How can you learn from Meluim? You know why by Meluim. Kol ha-kosa behed. Every single din that says by Meluim. Ma'akamen. If it didn't meet that standard, it denies you the opportunity to bring the carbon. So according to you, Av Hochanami, if we want to learn Yom Kippur and Yom Meluim, then we should say the same thing. Kol ha-kosa behed. Anything written in Yom Kippur. Ma'akif behed is ma'akif. No, who said so? Who said no? V'chitema hachinami, but tonight we learned in the Mishnah, maskinen like koyin achet. It says you set aside another koyin. But nowhere does it say, but like Tani Mafrishin, nowhere does it say that the second coin, Osha has to set aside 7 days beforehand. If you're learning from Meluim, and by Meluim, every single din has to happen. So what's the purpose of having another coin set aside in case the first coin is not good? No, and if the din is you need Hafrosh Zayin Yomim, where's the Hafrosh Zayin Yomim second coin? How can you use him? You can tell me my maskinin mafrishin. You can tell me no. It says maskinin. You prepare. Maybe preparing means everything that's necessary for Yom Kippur, including setting aside for 7 days. He says no, it can't be, because listen, if maskinin means also setting aside, then whatever term you use for setting aside for the kohen gadol in the first instance, use the same term for the second guy, for the kohen who replaces him. Listen, oy idiv idim maskinin. Use the same word maskinin for both. Oy idiv idim mafrishin. About mafrishin is a raya. The first kohen had to separate for 7 days, but the second kohen did not. Is a raya. You can't learn from Elohim. Rashi, Imam Elohim, Kol HaKosu Rakhim, Nufin Al Kamash Maiti, Im Lektor Mavrishim, Im Yer Apsul Bekoyin Godli, Shammer Zeb Lepi Zarani Prisha. Says, so Rabbi Yechin gets back to him. Omelei, Elamar Mehechi Yavla. So where do you learn it from? If you don't learn from Elohim, how do you know the whole concept of Hafrosh HaZayin Yomim? Omar, he said, you know where I learn from? Sinai, HaSinai. What do you know about HaSinai? The Chesiv, it says, Vayish Koyin Kvoid Hashem. It says that the covenant of Hashem rests on HaSinai. And then it says, Vayichasu on Shishish Yomim. The cloud covered him for 6 days. Vayikra Moshe Bayoy Mashvi. On the 7th day, he called him from the honor. Now, these 6 days, is that prior to Matan Torah or post? So there's a machlek, it's Tanoim. And the one who says his post is prior, he was, Moshe Rabbeinu was running up and down, he's running to the Eden, giving messages, what he was doing up in the mountain. It's about post. The first 6 days of the 40 days, the cloud enveloped him. Why? Because before he was going to go up to Shemayim, to the Shechinah, he had to separate for 6 days. Is that either what? My sheches yamim ze bona comes to teach you should call hanich the machas shchina. Anybody say about the machas shchina? Tom prisha shisha to separate for 6 days. Rabbi Yechiel says you learn from there. But vanan shiva tanan, you're telling me say you learn from hasina. There was only 6 days and we're 7. So the answer or masnit to the brai masnisin. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseidi the chayish to mizbeisa. He's worried that if he has relations with his wife and he happened to be a nida, that means he comes tummy like a nida 7 days. So the obvious question is, so then what's it do with Hasina? Has to do with Rabbi Meseda? No, we would not have at all in involved the Kohen Gadol in this din of Hafrosha for 7 days. But once we have to be mad for 6 days anyway because Hasina, then we'll add really one more day for Rabbi Meseda. But the Chatchila to make a tikkun of 7 days for Rabbi Meseda, we wouldn't do. Too remote. Rashi. He separates 7 days before he went to Machas Shchina. But say you honor the Moshe. Rabbi Yudam say the Kama Pigle on the payday. Too much base. Shema im yizokig leisha relation to the wife. Vetila dam b'shas b'yos he blood. Venim to tome shivas yamim and it'll be tome for 7 days. Kimish but boil neither like it didn't anybody boil neither. But the yachalav the Yom Kippurim. We're working Yom Kippurim. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow the discussion of Yechim Shlakish.